Jim Tinique says, find a good travel ally. By Samantha Rayburn Trubick. I have had the pleasure of knowing Jim and his family for nearly 15 years since our kids first became friends. I have always known him to be someone who is kind, knowledgeable and passionate about advocacy. Jim Tinique was born with spondyloepiphyseal dysplasia congenita SEDC, a form of dwarfism. He lives on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada, and is married to Tracy, with whom he has a 19-year-old son. Jim shares his experiences, challenges and triumphs exploring the world as a little person. Having encountered inconsistencies with airlines handling his mobility device, Jim understands the importance of preparation, the need for self-advocacy and resilience in the realm of travel. The advocate also nurtures these skills in his son, Caden, a YouTube influencer with over 300,000 followers. Traveling as a person with dwarfism comes with its unique set of challenges, particularly regarding the acceptance and treatment of mobility devices by airlines. Jim and his son, Caden, who was also born with spondyloepiphyseal dysplasia congenita, use a Segway as their mobility device. But Segways are not often viewed by the able-bodied as a mobility device people with disabilities would use. This causes them a lot of frustration during travel. During our interview for this issue, Jim highlighted some of these frustrations, which include receiving varying responses from airport staff regarding their mobility device. Some flights would proceed smoothly while others turn into nightmarish experiences due to misunderstandings and often a refusal to allow them to board with their device despite diligently following guidelines and regulations. Throughout our conversation, Jim emphasized the need for awareness among airlines and hotels and consistency in the information they share to ensure a smoother travel experience for individuals with disabilities. The stress and uncertainty surrounding travel planning as a person with dwarfism prompts Jim to wisely prioritize preparedness and assertiveness as he navigates seemingly inevitable travel challenges. Jim and Caden speak fondly of Air Canada, with whom they have a reliable connection. With this supportive travel partner, they proactively communicate their device specifications. The airline has demonstrated that they understand the men's needs and ensure a seamless travel experience for them. But this reliable relationship with Air Canada, unfortunately, is not the same with other airlines within North America. Jim finds they are not as customer-focused. He shared many stories about his interaction with other airlines that turned his excitement of traveling into a negative experience. Specifically, and most recently, Caden was denied boarding with his Segway on a flight to Los Angeles. He was forced to leave his Segway at the airport with a stranger who worked there. This person agreed to hold on to the device until Caden's friend could pick it up at a later time. Without his mobility device, which provides him with independence, Caden had no choice but to purchase another Segway in Los Angeles. Travel for Jim and his family now consists primarily of road trips to avoid the stress and frustration that comes with traveling on airlines other than Air Canada. However, he offers valuable advice for individuals with dwarfism seeking to explore the world: be courageous and determined. He reflects on the importance of nurturing advocacy skills in individuals with dwarfism, as exemplified by his son Caden's remarkable efforts in raising awareness and advocating for inclusivity through his social media presence. Jim stresses how important it is for a person with dwarfism to exude confidence when navigating both online platforms and real-world challenges.